Perhaps you think selfless service is for charitable causes and saints. Perhaps you think serving is weak and cowardly, not bold and courageous. Perhaps you think, I've never met this kind of leader and doubt that they exist. It's time to reconsider your assumptions. This is a different kind of leader with a rare combination of traits, courageous enough to take the people to a daring destination, yet humble enough to selflessly serve others on the journey. The dynamic tension between daring and serving creates the conditions for superior performance. This is a dare-to-serve leader. The discovery. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with our country except that the leaders of all our major organizations are operating on the wrong assumptions. Robert Townsend, Up the Organization. About 15 years ago, I began to study leadership with a newfound intensity. At the time, I had been working for large public companies for 20 years. I had been promoted numerous times and had worked for a wide range of people. Some great leaders and some terrible leaders. I started looking at the traits of the leaders I had loved, the ones for whom I had worked the hardest, the ones who had brought out my best performance. I discovered that the leaders I admired most not only were great to work for, but also led their